Good afternoon, folks. This is Carolyn Evers. And as you know, I'm just delighted to be here. Thankful that you're listening. Hopeful that we'll bring something to you that will really brighten your day, give you some information perhaps that you didn't have before. Those of you who are listening and who are not aware of my show and aware of me might not be aware of the fact that I work very closely with the spiritual hierarchy. And one of the things that is of great interest to them is conference calls. There are so many illustrious members who come to the conference calls, like Yeshua, Mother Mary, Master Kasumi, Archangel Michael, and they are all doing work primarily preparing us for what we call the Ascension. Outside of the fact that I work with the spiritual hierarchy with the conference calls, we also have a lot of really interesting material that we have brought forth in the realm of books. And I do readings with the Akashic Records. This group of Akashic Records is located in the center of the cosmos. They are in the care of these beautiful, most magnificent angels, the cherubim. And the kinds of readings that you might really feel helpful is one of the descriptions that they give is of the very first moment that your soul came into being. These records hold the information from that point to the time that you left the center of the cosmos on this great journey that Source set aside for you so that you could explore bringing forth all of that beautiful information that is held in the cosmos and eventually make your way back to Source. The thing is, when we came here, we didn't have an operational manual. I chuckle about that lots of times. You know, there's no written instructions. And sometimes we get confused because we don't have memory from lifetime after lifetime. And so each time we come, it is almost like starting anew. We are working on past things that have happened to us, and we need to be aware of what is in the future. And, gosh, sometimes that really becomes difficult to find the answer. The answer we would ask if you had a question, are stumped by something that has occurred in your life, want to know what your mission is, want to know if you're following the arrangement or the agreement that you made with your soul before you came, we could go to the cosmos, to the center, and ask the cherubim to bring forth your record. So that is something that if it is of interest to you and you wish for me to do that, the number here is 877-876-5227 if you're in the U.S. That's toll-free. And there's also a toll-free number if you're in Canada, and that number is 888-815-9756. There is something that is happening that I think is a very remarkable opportunity. You know, we hear so much about ascension. There's so much on the internet. We have our own thoughts about it. We have our own questions. And sometimes we wonder, gee, do I really have the right idea as to what is happening? Because sometimes, unless you really know how to travel that string that connects the past, the present, and the future we are not privy to. And I would say that that's true for most of us. So there is hope, there's desire to know about the future, about ascension. And something that I think is so very remarkable is two conference calls that are coming up on this month, August the 16th and August the 19th. And I've named them the Fireside Chat, because there is a group of remarkable individuals that are willing to come, not only willing, but anxious to come. They are Archangel Michael, Yeshua, Mary Magdalene, Mother Mary, and Master Kasumi. They are coming as a group, and they are going to be giving information about ascension, and you'll be able to ask your questions. We'll talk a little bit more about the fireside chats after we welcome our caller and see what we can do for them. And who am I speaking to?
My name is Brian.
I just love your voice, Brian. You make me chuckle. And it is a chuckle of joy, you know.
That's nice. So how's your day?
How's my day? Well, my day is wonderful. And this, the most of the heat spell that we've had here has started to break, so it's becoming a little bit more bearable. We've had a great deal of heat here in the east.
Yeah, we've
had it across. Have you had it there?
We've been having a lot of heat wave here in Indiana.
Yeah.
Yes, here in the eastern. So.
And the birds, I notice, are having a terrible time trying to find water. So for those people who might have bird baths out there or some kind of container for the birds to drink from, give our little feathered friends some thought. And if you have an animal like a dog, you know, some people leave their dogs outside, I hate to say. And
yeah.
In this weather, if you do that, well, first of all, it'd be nice if you brought them in, but if you can't, please make sure they have plenty of water. And if they're inside, make sure they have plenty of water. Sorry
yeah.
for that little bit, Brian.
No.
I started to go on about that because the birds are having. I noticed the birds are having at least if you don't have. A lake or something like that near you, a water supply. The birds are really having a hard time finding water.
Yes, they are.
And I know here the ground is so hard, you know, it has dried out.
Yeah, that's true.
So, Brian, what can we do for you today?
Well, the past couple of weeks we've been having some real fascinating conversations, Carolyn.
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
The past couple of weeks, we've been having some very interesting conversations.
I know. Hasn't it? It's fascinating.
Yes. Anyway, this week, I had a question.
I just love it. You know, you can count on the rain. You can count on the snow. Perhaps you can even count on dinner at 6 o'clock, and I just love it because I can count on Brian to come up with some question that we can talk about.
Yes.
And what is it for this week? What have you been pondering over this last week since I talked to you last?
Some past lifetimes.
You want to know about past lifetimes about yourself?
Yes. This one I wanted to ask a very specific question.
And why, let me ask you a question. Yes. Why are you so interested in this particular past lifetime that you're going to ask about?
Because all these memories just keep flooding in. I have so many dreams that come in, Carolyn. I can't keep track of them. I can't write them down all the time. I'd have to write volumes of books.
You sound like somebody who the television show of your life has been playing. You don't turn that off at all, do you?
I don't.
The
energy is just coming in rapidly, so fast.
Yeah. I will say this, Brian. I've had a lot of that myself. Some of it has been very unpleasant, I have to tell you. You know, I would like to have some visions of some really happy times. You know, I'm getting tired of being killed by the sword. or being killed on top of one of those pyramids in Mexico.
Yeah.
I'm sure you're aware of this, but perhaps our listeners aren't all this is happening to us now because of a dispensation that has been given to us. And you might say, well, my golly, this doesn't sound like a dispensation to me to be going through all this and perhaps even suffering. But
mm-hmm.
what has happened in the past is we come here to Earth and we're supposed to clear all of the trauma from our past lives, from ourselves, from our DNA. We're supposed to be clearing all this past life information. And as we have come back and forth all these many times, it hasn't happened. We have wound up with going over to the other side and having more to clear. And so one of the dispensations that has come from the karmic board is we will be given the opportunity to clear everything in this lifetime. And you're right for wanting to do this, but for those of us who are old souls, the experiences that we have accumulated, oh, golly, you get tired of carrying them, don't you? And
yeah,
so now's the time just to get rid of them. Brian, we've talked about this in the past. When you go to bed at night, because this is a good time, like before you go to bed and you're starting to relax, do you scan your body to look for areas that where there is some discomfort?
Well, it's a good question. I feel a lot of heat that radiates from my hands and my forehead.
Mm-hmm.
I get like cold sweats, whatever you call it, hot sweats, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
A lot. I don't know if that's just an indication I need to drink more water. but besides that, I ordered something online. You were talking in the past on one of the shows about something with Archangel Michael. You asked him about a pendant that you purchased, something that's an accelerator.
Yes.
Well, I have something like that also. I've been wearing it for the past, let me think here. A little less than a year.
Uh-huh.
And I've noticed a little difference also.
Yeah.
That it protects my aura field. I don't feel like, I don't feel any pain. I don't really get sick anymore. You know what I mean? I just feel very healthy and like calm. Very calm, very peaceful with myself. So I don't know, this accelerator, whatever, that I'm wearing, this pendant, I think it helps a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it's just a state of mind. Maybe it's like a good luck charm.
There's nothing wrong with a state of mind.
The reason I asked
this, Brian, is because you can clear some of this negativity without actually remembering it and reliving it. And that's why I thought I would mention this to you.
My dreams, in a way, Carolyn, have really died down. The ones where I'm, like, stabbed to death or people attack me or, people coming at me. I don't have those really negative dreams that much anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It's more of I see the same kind of people. I'm in the same kind of area where I grew up. Most of my dreams that take place. It's around like a 5-mile radius of where I live. That's the majority of my dreams. Like I'm connected with the land in the past or something. It's just real strange.
Okay. Let's talk about the question that you have in mind.
Yes.
There's the question that you called about, and let's see if that is somehow tying in with these other things you're speaking of.
Well, it's a little different. This goes back into a past lifetime. But what I'd really like to know is who was I or what was my mission in the Federation of Light? Some people call it different things, the Ashtar Command.
Wait a minute, the Federation of Light, some people call it what?
Ashtar Command.
Oh, okay.
The Federation of Planets. In those systems or galaxy or wherever that's located at, their home base or their planet, what was my mission? What was my job there? If I had many lifetimes there, which one stood out the most? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So that's what I'd like to know.
Do you remember the emblem that Ashtar wears on his uniform up in the left-hand corner, like, you know, on the left side up near the shoulder? Do you remember that?
It's not the star, is it?
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm talking about.
Okay, yes.
Okay, so you remember that.
I knew it was some kind of symbol, that it's a universal symbol. But I didn't know exactly. I just can't remember and recall exactly.
I would suggest that during your meditation, Brian, since you want to know about Ashtar and his command.
If I've worked with him, yes.
Because I know that you do meditate.
Yes, I do. I'm really starting to get into it now.
Yeah. Why not take a time of meditation and meditate upon that symbol?
Mm-hmm.
Because I think what you would do if you meditated upon that symbol is you would call him to you.
Okay.
And I really do think you're ready for that.
I feel that I'm ready.
Mm-hmm. I think your soul has been nudging you to do this.
It's reaching out. It's like screaming.
It's giving you a little
wake
elbow.
Up. Yes.
That, you know, I can go to the cherubim and look up your record and find some information in there for you. But
okay.
I do, and I will do that, but I think it's also very valuable for the individual themselves to start remembering, and it might even be more important for, as I see it, for the person to start their own string of memories.
Here's the thing with that sometimes. This is what I feel, Carolyn, when I do that. I'm not sure if this is correct, but maybe you can correct me if I'm wrong. When I'm meditating like that, when I'm trying to center myself to connect to a being or to a star system, when I'm trying to fine-tune that, am I picking up other people's vibration or their thoughts also? Maybe it was their past life I'm picking up, not my own. That's what I feel sometimes.
Is what you're saying the memory that you are receiving or what you think is receiving, you sometimes think belongs to someone else and not your own?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Aren't we like a collective or a group conscious sometimes, and we pick up other vibration, or we might pick up someone else's memory? That's what I'm feeling sometimes.
Well,
that's what we call the oneness.
I think that's possible.
Hmm.
And so I don't think that a person should run with the first interpretation that they receive.
Yeah.
And it makes sense to be objective about these things and follow that path and see if you get the same answer a couple times.
If it comes maybe in threes or something, you know.
Yeah, I think so.
Mm-hmm.
It's why dream journals are important. I know other people who keep journals outside of dreams, too. They're mm-hmm. looking for like a spiritual journal where they put all of this in so that they can sort through it, because you really do forget things.
Yes,
and I think that if you meditated, especially since you remember the emblem on Ashtar's uniform, I mm-hmm. think if you would meditate on that you would connect with him.
Okay.
So I do think that is important to remember your own thing. I sound like I'm being distracted, and I am.
No, you're not. You're making total sense.
No, I'm being distracted because somebody's pulling at me to, and it's not the cherubim, to give you information.
Okay.
And what he is saying is, and I'm just going to go with this because I haven't channeled him before.
Okay.
He is saying to you that you have been his friend many times, and you have had many experiences with him. He's telling me that he has actually been prodding you to make a connection with him, and it is because you know, we've spoken of this before, Brian, because you have made a commitment to bring in information from another group, and, you know, we've mentioned this before, that it is one of the things that's part of your destiny in this lifetime is to be this connection between Earth and this other star group. And I believe it is Ashtar that is telling you this, because I'm seeing him. I'm not seeing a face. He's showing me this uniform that's kind of like a bluish gray. Maybe you would call it a steel gray blue. And the emblem on his shoulder is very bright. He has a wide belt. I'm not seeing the details of the face. I think he is shielding them from me. The hands are a little different. I'm not seeing the five fingers as we have five fingers. The hands a little different. Could be why he's shielding the face, but he's showing me the uniform, and he's telling me that that one of the things that he is doing now is, and one of his responsibilities is, he gives you protection. You are very much aware of the fact that his mission and those that work with him is to protect this planetary sphere. He is showing me his spacecraft.
Can you describe it for me?
Well, what he's showing me is that those under him, that he has a lot under him that have smaller craft that work with him. He's showing me the triangle of three, that many times they travel in a triangle of three.
Okay.
I'm trying to see if he's going to tell me the reason behind that. It is because of their I'm not scientifically minded in this respect, and it would be difficult for him to show me the technical side of this, but he is showing me energy that moves between these three ships. They're he's telling me that they come closer to Earth in a mission in a smaller ship. The larger ship is out further in space, and they travel in threes, in these three smaller ships, in a triangular formation. It has to do with several things. One of them is the method in which they power these smaller ships, that the threes seem to balance better and allow their performance to be more efficient. He's showing me this energy that is in the middle of the three ships, and it's rather difficult to explain, because it looks like these very quick beams of white light that's moving between the three. Actually, it's moving in a range of colors. I see orange there too.
Wow.
And so on the smaller ship, they come closer to Earth, and he says they usually fly in threes, in the higher dimensions or further from the planet, it acts like a mothership that they then lock into. And he's telling me that that you participate in this at night. Do you recall being on any of these ships at night?
Yes, I do.
Sleep time?
Yes, I do, but I was knocked back into my body. I couldn't stay that long.
Well, he's telling me that that you have traveled on these smaller ships with them, and he is also... You know this, too. You know why your body was knocked back. He says it's because you don't believe that you're able to do it. Would you?
I'm wanting to.
Would you agree or disagree with that, Brian?
Actually,
you have a little
right,
bit with a belief. You have a little bit of trouble with that belief system.
I guess I always feel when I make contact with ships, I always want. I guess it's the ego or the physical. But deep down inside, I do want to be with them. I do want to make contact with them. I do want to travel to the realm or up into the ship. And I do. I love it. I guess it's the anticipation.
He says that when you are with them in the ship, that you have to stop thinking about your home and Earth. That that's,
okay.
That knocks you back because... your astral follows the thought.
I wish, or somehow, how do I, just more meditation, or how do I connect with this group in a stronger vibration where I can just go up almost at will?
Okay, let's stop for a moment. Stop for a moment. I want you to settle down. Stop questioning. I want you to put your mind in a receptive mood right now. So just relax, stop your questions, and act as the receiver.
Okay.
And I want you to, because you do remember this subliminally, I want you to think of Ashtar. I want you to see his physical. I want you to look close to you. Concentrate on the symbol that is on his left shoulder. Are you seeing it?
Is it a star?
I can't hear you.
A star?
Yes, it's a star shape.
Silver, white?
Well, I want you just to concentrate on that, and I want to know if you are seeing that, if you are feeling his essence.
It's kind of hard to say, Carolyn.
Okay, you practice with that. He does not have the emotional system that we have.
Yes. I see a lot of flashes of blue and purple, just put it that way.
Well,
a lot.
Yeah, that they don't have the emotional system that we have, so they have a sense of being more business-like.
Mm-hmm.
In their demeanor, you know, when you're working with somebody like Archangel Michael or Mother Mary, you might feel the humor that is in Michael or the love that comes from Mother Mary. And with Ashtar, it seems like there is more of a no-nonsense business demeanor. Very efficient. I guess that's the best way to say it. It's more like this business. You know of his great ability, his great efficiency, high regard among those that work with him, it's not the sentimental kind of a feeling that we might have with people on Earth. They have a high regard for one another because of their ability and their dedication and, you know, their success. They work on a team rapport. It's more working as a team rather than individuals. And so they have like a team approach.
Yes.
Do you sense that?
Yes. I know they work in many. I have great love and respect for them.
Yes, there is this dedication, the finer, like I said, the teamwork, the dedication, admiration. These are the sort of attributes that they have in common. It is not the emotional kind of aspect that we have. So their concepts are a little different. In other words, they would be given a directive and carry it off with great dispatch, great efficiency. They love what they're doing, but you don't feel that emotional kind of connection that I said, like you might feel with Mother Mary.
Right, right.
And so
they are watching me, and when I speak and meditate at night, they are listening.
Oh, I want you to call back and report back to us when you make contact. it's part of your mission, Brian. You know, we've talked about this before.
Yes.
And he is suggesting that instead of thinking about human weakness and human error, to imagine yourself up on that level where everything is finished and accomplished, where all is one, and where your mission, now, say you know this without me really telling you, you know this, but you're not thinking about it enough, that in the higher level, the past, present, and the future melds as one, and these three directions can be reviewed at one time. And so in the higher dimensions, you could review your life as already has already accomplished what you promised to do. Do you understand
exactly
what I'm saying?
Yes, because time doesn't exist up there.
Okay, so
higher
when you meditate,
right,
try to find that place.
Okay.
And look down upon yourself as the one who has successfully completed your mission.
Okay.
And your mission is complete. And meditate on that. And then when you feel that you have reached that, look down upon your mission and your life from that objective. In other words, you've already accomplished this, it's already done, it is already completed. You have already done everything that you needed to do. And then start exploring from there if you can.
Yes, that makes sense. Thank you so much, Carolyn.
And work more with trying to connect with him. Matter of fact, what I'm seeing here is that you actually were operating one of these, you know all about operating those ships. You've done that yourself. He's showing me in that uniform, sitting behind the control panel.
Hmm.
Now, how does that feel when I tell you that?
Oh, my heart's full of joy.
I
love it.
Do you remember that?
In a sense, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, that might be something to think about also. You've done that.
Yes. And different plants and how to live longer and experiments and stuff that we're working on the ships. Yes. All kinds of stuff.
Oh, you're having so much fun.
Oh, I know. But you help trigger sometimes those memories that I just can't seem to bring out a meditation sometimes, Carolyn. That's why I call.
Brian, I think what you're forgetting, dear, is how much you have started to remember from the first time we started talking with one another.
Yes. It seems that way.
Well, I mean, I think you've come a long way. And I think you're at the point where you're getting very close to a breakthrough. And
I feel it. I feel it in my body. My body tingles with, like, excitement, electricity. It's just hard to explain.
I think I understand what you're going through, but I also think that you need to accept the fact that you're really doing this. You seem to have a lot of doubts. And these doubts really are in the beginning. When people start to make breakthroughs, they start doubting themselves.
Yes, that's what I need to work on, is the judgment or the doubts, right?
Yeah, you really, it seems to me that that's what you're... just for a while.
Yes.
Just accept what you're getting. You're not going to go off the deep end. Just accept with what you're receiving as, it's possible that this is truth. In other words, don't start judging each piece of the puzzle that you're receiving, but accept it as, that's possible, that could be truth, and see the next where that lead you to the next event, because you're questioning as you're starting to open and you're starting to see these things. You're questioning all these little things. Well, is it true? Am I picking up somebody else's? Does it work this way?
Yeah.
But just for a little while.
Go with the flow.
Just accept. Well, that could be a possibility, and put it in the realm of possibility and see where it takes you, instead of closing the door and say and thinking, oh, well, that might not be true. This might not be where I'm going.
I see what I'm doing, Carolyn. I'm trying to control the situation.
Yes.
And I shouldn't. I should just let it fall into place. Yes, it makes more sense now.
Well, just the thought of perhaps what I'm getting is true, and then make a little note of what you got someplace, maybe in your computer, in a little file by date. And as you see these things build up, these little notes of your development, you're going to come to the point at some place, well, gee, you know, I'm starting to believe that what I'm really receiving is truth.
Yes. I'll definitely do this. Thank you so much. It's a big relief.
You've got so much potential.
I know.
It's we got to get that basket out of the way that you keep trying to cover over your life.
Hey, let me get off here so someone else can call
in. Okay, Brian. Good talking to you, dear.
God bless. Bye-bye.
And you too. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Well, we started out talking about ascension, as certainly it is a question that is on people's minds. And if you're interested in, who wouldn't be, getting information from such an illustrious panel, the Fireside Chats are on the 16th and 19th of this month. The details are on my website, carolynevers.com, and that's carolynevers.com. And some of the information that they're going to be discussing, they have already given me, which I have released into a 10-part program that we send to your email once a month, and it's called Journey to the Other Side. And these particular individuals have spoken, but there are other people like Archangel Gabriel, Earth Guardians, and this was something I wanted to touch on today, what the Earth Guardians have said in the 10th installment of Journey to the Other Side, because I think some things are very fascinating in that. Now, before I discuss that, I'll give out the number one more time in case there is someone else who wants to call in. 877-876-5227. And we've had a change in our toll-free Canada line, and it is 888-815-9756. I don't know if you have wondered about this, but I surely have. I'm interested in history, and I've often wondered, it seems like when you look at the history of humankind, there has been nothing going on, it seems, but battles and wars and killings and famines. When we look through the history, I think historians will tell us that there have only been a very few periods of time when we have known peace on the earth. And it has always been something that I have wondered about. Why is it that we have lived such a turbulent life here on this planet? And in this 10th installment of Journey to the Other Side, it's one of the things that the Earth Guardians have addressed. And it is a fascinating thing because they talk about, well, they call it strings of light. Our scientists are just starting to understand the string theory, though some are saying it's not so much a theory anymore, but they seem to feel like they have some significant information about it. And the Earth Guardians are telling us that it is these strings which connect many different parts of the cosmos to one another, and that there is vibration along the strings, which isn't too surprising, as vibration does have so much to do with every part of our lives. I'm going to stop the story and take another caller. And your name, please.
It's Carrie.
Carrie?
Yes.
Hi, Carrie.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great, dear. What can we do for you?
Well, actually, I've been working a little bit with, I think we talked once before, and I've talked with Carolyn.
Caroline, yes. Mm-hmm.
It's Caroline, and we've been working on some healing. But I still feel like there's something that I should be doing that I'm not. I don't know, I've been having a lot of back dreams and stuff, almost like past life dreams.
Oh, yeah.
And I've also been having a lot of very odd some pregnancy dreams, like where I'm pregnant with twins. I had a drunk driver hit me, though, and I have rods and screws in my head. So
I remember that, Carrie.
Mm-hmm. Like 6 months before, I'll probably be able to even think about having another baby. But it was very odd because in the dream I actually prayed a lot, and I've never had that where I prayed in a dream, and then I actually felt the babies kicking, and I was pregnant with twins. And then I had a continuing dream the next night, and it was just a very different dream than I've ever had. So real, and I've never had where, like I said, it's kicking and I was praying versus just, you know, in the dream you're pregnant. So,
let me ask you a question, Carrie. What makes you think these dreams that you're having are past lifetime dreams?
Well, not the pregnancy dreams, but some of the other ones I've been having.
Mm-hmm.
Just because it's, you know, a lot, I'm a different person and just, they're so intense and real into some of the things that have been in the dreams.
Yeah, you do seem to have a great deal of emotions and intenseness around a past lifetime. I have found for myself when I'm dreaming of a past lifetime that I'm in the clothing of the day.
Yeah, sometimes, yep.
Yeah, I think when you're in the clothing of the day and the other people are in the clothing of the day, that's a good indicator that it is a past life dream.
Yeah. What about when, because the one dream that I had that's sticking with me is that where it was very painful, it was like something happened, and you know, now in this lifetime, I've had a lot of bad pain from this drunk driver, and part of it was like something had fallen, like an old train, and we'd fallen.
An old what?
An old train, and we had fallen.
Did you say train, T-R-A-I-N?
Yep.
Uh-huh.
And it really hurt, and it's been kind of sticking with me, and I almost wonder if some of that is coming into this lifetime with the pain.
Now, I think you said, did you say pain or train? Did you say
train?
What fell? Yeah. A train?
Yeah, in a train and kind of like in this big, I can't even describe it.
Okay, so
thing.
In this dream, you're on a train. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay,
yep.
And the train, there's an accident and the train falls off the track. Is that
yes
or no?
Yes.
Okay. I'm trying to understand this scenario. Okay, so in the dream, you're in a train, the train falls, and you are injured, apparently.
Yeah, really bad. We fall, and the fall is almost to, like, where then the pain goes all the way throughout my spine.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's where, you know, and I've had a lot of pain in my spine.
Okay,
now.
So that's the similarity between the two dreams, the fact that you've had pain in your spine.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the similarity that I have pain now.
Yes. Well, I'm saying that's the similarity between now and that dream.
Yeah.
Who were you talking to when you called in, Charlene or Caroline?
I think Charlene, but Caroline is the one who, her and I have been doing some healing together on and off, but it's been a couple weeks since we've connected, but we're going to connect again this coming
week. Well, have you felt that that has been helpful to you?
I do, but I am still in a lot of pain. I think I've got a lot of work to do.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes when you work on clearing the past, there is some additional pain, and then it slowly releases. So your question to me is, you're working with Caroline for the pain, but your question to me is, I think about this dream, and if this dream has a connection with this lifetime, is that...
Exactly.
Okay. And you had this dream last night?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let me see if I can get some information for you, Carrie, about that dream with the train. Because, you see, symbols are... There are some symbols that seem to be universal, but there's a lot of symbols that is interpreted individually by the person that's having the dream. They're using their own symbol to explain, give them information. So let me see what we can find out for you because, yes, I do sense that...
Well, Europe was a part of it, too. I don't know if that would have anything...
When you were on this train, you were in Europe?
Yeah, going to Europe. And I don't know where I was actually at, but I was going to Europe.
When you woke up from that dream, what was the emotional state that you were feeling? Because that's very important, you know.
Yeah, it was. That's why I'm saying it was very odd. It just felt like some days where you have the energy come in, just kind of the chills on and off I've had the last couple hours since I've had the dream.
Okay, so you had a lot of chills. Was there a feeling of dread?
Yeah.
Unhappiness?
Yes, yep.
Okay, sort of like just the whole thing was fearful.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, because that's very important, the emotion that a person was feeling when they woke up. Okay, Carrie, let's see what we can find out for you, dear. I'll be with you in a second. Well, the cherubim have been waiting, and they have your record. They're actually showing me the front of your record, which which has a geometric shape on it. And let's see what that geometric shape is about. There's a lot of movement in this shape. There's a lot of light coming out of it. It's sort of circular, and the shape is going towards the inside very quickly, like a stream has some debris in it, and water circles around the debris real fast and then moves out. This is what the shape of this is, and... They are pointing this out because they are telling me that the symbol that is on your record is showing you and they that this record of yours has been, at some point in your experience, has been turned over to Source for review. Source was interested in information that you had gathered, and that they consider an honor.
Oh, wow.
That a soul has been closely aligned to Source and Source's, you might say, efforts or desires to follow this plan that Source had, and that you had a mission that you were given that you've carried through many of your lifetimes. It was a very important mission, and that Source had reviewed your accomplishments, and that's what the emblem meant on the front of the cover.
Okay. Do you see that very often?
No, I don't see that too often. That's why they pointed out, because what is on the outside, what we call the cover, is not really a book per se. It's energy.
Yeah.
And it's very important.
Does that mean he thinks maybe I'm done being in pain and it's time to bring me home instead of...
Well, they're just pointing that out to you, but let me concentrate, because when I have to come back to you, it's hard for me to... And we're coming up here to the close of the show, and I want to get to the kernel of this.
Me too.
You have, in the past, because of this path that you were on, you had many challenges put in your path by those who were working against Source and against Source's plan, that there was a group of entities who are working on this level of vibration here that had intended to keep humankind locked in their grasp of domination, and you had struggled against this group many times. The dream that you had with the train does have a connection to this lifetime, in the sense that it represented this long string of challenges that you have faced, because you have, for lack of a better word, maybe the word is struggled with this group who were in opposition to Source, and they were indirectly connected to your challenge in this life, and your health challenge in this lifetime. What the message is, to know that this will be cleared. The pain that you are suffering will be overcome. That they are seeing that the path that you have been taking to clear this, you will have that pain reduced, and you will bring back to yourself those abilities that you were working with in the past. The pain that you have been suffering has kept you from connecting to your soul abilities, and they are offering words of encouragement, words of hope. And Carrie, for now, we can't get much deeper into this because it is time for us to leave. So you've got a couple choices here. Working with Caroline, you could have her look into this past life connection, if she hasn't already done that, and clear it from your DNA. That's one of the things that you can do. The other thing that you could do is to call in next Saturday, if you wish, when she and I are on the telephone during our Saturday show. We have a 2-hour show. There's a little bit more time to get into this.
Yeah, and I would sure love to talk to you again.
Yes, it's a message of hope, dear Carrie.
Yeah.
You have great hope. You have great soul abilities. And Spirit is anxious for you to work through this also because you have other work to do.
Yeah, I do. I know I do.
Yeah.
I get through this pain.
Pain is very difficult, and it really does keep you off the spiritual path because you've got to deal with the pain in your body.
I know it. Well, hopefully between Carolyn and I and you, maybe you and I can talk as well. Should I call in next Saturday or should I call you?
Yes, you can call next Saturday. You can also, if you're so inclined, go to my website at carolyn.evers and order a reading, too. That's also a possibility because we get much more into depth with that than we can on the radio.
Yeah, because that's interesting. I've never really heard that before where sources reviewed the actual records.
No, I've seen this several times. Yes, source is interested. And, you know, we can talk about that next Saturday. For now, I've got to close the show, dear. And
well, thank
I am anxious
so much.
To hear more. I mean,
yes,
to tell you more.
Yes. Well, thank you so much.
My pleasure, Carrie.
Have a great day.
You too, dear.
Bye-bye.
Bye. So for all of my friends out there, I'm going to get into this more next Sunday. Want to tell you about what the Earth Guardians have said about our history on the planet, and also consider the Fireside Chat Thursday the 16th, Sunday the 19th. I think there'll be extraordinary sessions, and I send my love to all of you. Goodbye for now.